Module 1, Lesson 2, The Sweet Sleep System.
Sleep is like a puzzle. You need all of the pieces to put a puzzle together successfully, right? And if you're missing one or two pieces, it's just very, very frustrating. It's the same thing with sleep. You need to consider all of the aspects of sleep in order to get the results you're hoping for. The Sweet Sleep System is a framework that we've developed to help bring all of the aspects of sleep together for a holistic, most effective approach. All of the puzzle pieces described in the Sweet Sleep System, if you look at the graph below this audio, are crucial to creating a good sleep plan. If any one of those aspects is left out, the changes that you make to your child's sleep will most likely not work very well, or at all, or just cause more tears than necessary, which is something we all want to avoid. So in this course, we will use what we refer to as the primary sleep factors, biology, development, and attachment, to evaluate your child's sleep situation and provide you with the knowledge that you need to set realistic expectations and find an approach that fits your individual child. The secondary sleep factors, sleep environment, day routine, and sleep associations, then build upon this strong foundation and give you practical tools to help you create the optimal situation so that your child can sleep the best that they're able to for their age and developmental stage. But before you dive into the course and start creating your child's sleep plan, I want you to pause and take stock of where your child is at right now. Mapping out your current sleep troubles will actually help ensure that you're addressing each one of them in your sleep plan. So here are a few of the most frequent sleep issues that we see in coaching. Frequent night waking is definitely the most common sleep problem that parents seek our help with. We'll get more into this in the next few modules, but if your child is waking up every 1 to 3 hours all night long, there is definitely better sleep to be had. Additional to those multiple night wakings, your child may, in this situation, also have trouble falling back asleep in the middle of the night. Catnapping, or short naps, is another very common sleep issue. So while that's normal during the newborn age, catnapping becomes an issue in older babies because it leads to and is caused by overtiredness. We want your child to get at least one long 1.5 to 2 hour nap per day. Your child may also struggle with falling asleep, and that might look like needing to be fed or rocked to sleep or taking a very long time to fall asleep, more than 20 minutes or so, or resisting bedtime or nap time altogether. This can be very, very frustrating for parents, but there are ways to get to a peaceful bedtime. Early morning rising, usually defined as waking up before 6 a.m., may also be one of the harder issues to solve, but it's definitely something that you can work on. Many families we've helped have actually found that the child that they had previously accepted as an early bird started to gladly sleep in once they created some good sleep habits. So as you work through this course, you'll find tips and techniques to work on all of these issues and more. And in the next lesson, I'm going to walk you through how to successfully use this course to create your own personalized sleep plan.